In addition to taking so many lives, Ebola has slammed the economies of three West African nations at the center of the outbreak. The disease has killed more than 3,000 people in Liberia, and at the height of the outbreak, closed shops, businesses, and offices. As the situation eases, many have now reopened. But as NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports, it's still tough going.
This is downtown Monrovia. To my right, there's this large, windowless, derelict building, a bank, I'm told. It's a relic from the Civil War, still pockmarked with holes from maybe mortar shells. Here on my left, there's a hand-painted sign which reads Mrs. Quay's African Food Centre, Ashman Street, with a map of Africa on it.
Welcome, and welcome in.
Mama Quay, the restaurant's namesake, welcomes us into her almost empty, low-ceilinged restaurant. The gracious elderly widow wears a pale green gown, matching elegant head tie and shawl. She sits at one of the three long wooden tables in the small, dimly lit dining room. But only one couple is lunching. Mama Quay throws her arms up in the air in desperation, saying Ebola has as good as wrecked her business.
No business. No business.
Mama Quay's restaurant was an institution in Monrovia before Ebola and before that, Liberia's 14-year civil war. The back-to-back civil wars, which began at the tail end of 1989, were bad, says Mama Quay, but with Ebola, the situation is even worse.
Nobody cares about business.
We're not making any business.
After now, we'll come back.
We're only struggling for our lives. But we hardly get customers. As you see, it is now empty. That's how it always is.
Mama Quay says people are afraid of catching Ebola by eating out.
Maybe like that, because everybody's afraid.
Everybody's afraid of Ebola.
Maybe like that.
So maybe people prefer eating food that they cook themselves rather than coming to restaurants to buy food. But I think it's better that we all fighting to prevent Ebola, because life is important. As long as we have life, there is hope.
Despite the difficulties, Mrs. Quay continues to support more than 16 people, she says.
There are so many. There are plenty.
I have a very large family. Very, very large. I also have my family, children, people who lost their parents during the Civil War, and they are all with me. I'm educating them. I'm taking care of them. So I have a very huge family.
And then, seated in the middle of the restaurant, the conversation turns back to business and today's menu, as Mama Quay points to an almost full tray of the Liberian staple food, fufu.
From this morning we cook a small rice and tomato.
As you can see, that's fufu. It's been cooked since this morning and nobody has bought some.
But, she says, at least the meals she prepares don't go to waste if there are no customers, because she serves the leftover cooked food to her family. A full meal here costs about $2.50. And then, as if to add to the troubles, a high-pitched lament floats over from behind the kitchen counter, filling the restaurant.
All my people die, oh. They walk and kill you. They say Ebola, not Ebola, la wo.
As if it's all just too much for Mama Quay's friend, Zina Gray tells us she has lost a number of her family members to Ebola. Then she begins wailing, pouring her pain and her loss into the lament.
All my people die, Papa.
Mama Quay looks over at her friend sympathetically. Two elderly women, plenty of problems, as they say in Liberia, like many others during this Ebola outbreak. But there's one bright spot. A customer walks in while we're chatting, and another has just finished his meal. Alfred T. Kanga says he works just across the road and is a regular at the restaurant at lunchtime.
Oh, it's nice. She prepared good food here. I actually been eating here before the Ebola crisis, and I see nothing that will stop me from eating yet.
Kanga says he observes all the health directives, including hand washing with chlorinated water, when he enters the restaurant. He says he tries to keep himself safe from Ebola and will continue to enjoy a good meal at Mama Quay's. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.